As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Grant and Danny Radio Show is exclusively sponsored by the law firm Condorian Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today, kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you, and you'll get a discount, kmlawyers.com. Paradise City?
I was going to say a little nugget about this song, G-Band. You're right, by the way. You know the band. You do.
Guns N' Roses.
That's right. Last night, old Rainy Duye and his boys were out on our sport court. Perfect night, right? Gorgeous night. Nobody had any sports. Just hanging out, doing it, what I dreamed of, right? The whole point of being in the suburbs with the space, et cetera, right? So we're playing around, hanging out. And my oldest goes inside. My 7-year-old dribbling a basketball. And he's about to put up a shot. Out of nowhere. He's the guy that gave us such hits as, "My feet is up," right? With nothing on, there's no music, there's no sound, takes a dribble and goes, in this voice, "Won't you please take me home, yeah, yeah," and then shoots.
It's a wacky bit.
Funniest thing I've ever heard. Like, that song, obviously, in his head, why is Paradise City in a 7-year-old's head for any reason?
It's incredible.
Yeah.
No music at the house earlier in the day?
Nothing.
Are you guys a music at the house family?
So, this is a topic. The wife loves it.
My wife does too.
I can't hear what anyone's saying.
I hate it so
the
much.
The house creaks. Everyone yes. walks away from me with their head down. And they're like, you're deaf. Fine. Then let's deal with it accordingly. I can't hear what anyone's saying.
If an alien, for some reason, they like the light came down and then they start sucking me up to the space. I hope it's a very heavy sensor or something.
It's a powerful light.
Yeah. To get me up there is going to take a lot, I'll tell you. But if they decide that this is the fact we want on our ship to poke and prod at, and they do that move, okay? There I go. Look at that. That's a sight for sore eyes.
Yeah,
there
it goes.
All right. So, like, we're heading up. Mm-hmm. Make the noise again.
Which one? The up one?
Yeah.
Going up like that?
And they're like, what is the difference between the boy and the girl people down there?
Mm-hmm.
I would say the wives want music on in the house at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And the husbands can't stand it. Based solely on you and I and this little experiment that we're working here. My wife, she's like, I grew up in a home where music was on all the time. That's awesome.
Cool.
I hate everything about this. If you want to put Charlie and Dave on in the background quietly, do that. We can compromise. Music, there's too many noises. There's like the other thing, the fan after cooking. That one kills me.
Oh, you got to have the fan on.
The fan on
post-cooking.
No, there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
But you can't leave it on for an hour. Just like that. Hate that. But you've got
loud.
That. You've got the fan overhead. You've got the clanking of children off in the distance. You've got all this stuff. And then there's a little bit of music. Just, by the way, so quiet that you don't even really know what's being said. Get rid of that forever. I hate music in the house.
Yeah.
Hate it.
So I get alien sucked up. They're like, what is the difference? And they're poking and prodding me.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Music, And the other ones are always cold. Even when it's not cold, they're cold. And there's going to be
females are always cold.
Yeah, the ladies are cold. And yet, the hottest thing in the universe, the center of the sun is one. 1A is their leg at nighttime. A nuclear fusion reaction takes place where that leg is 1,000,000 degrees Kelvin and it melts flesh and
it burns.
And yet they're so cold all the time. They store heat and it releases there post sundown.
I think they know everything you need to know.
And that's it. Put me back down.
What else is there? Okay, so here's my question for you. And you guys can weigh in on this as well if you would like, by the way, team. So this weekend, had a little bit of time, ran into a bar, got myself a Diet Coke. I'm sitting at the bar for no less than 2 minutes at this popular local sports bar chain, I'll say, okay? Hanging out, they got a bunch of sports on TV. I'm in my element, I'm feeling good. It's pretty dead in this place.
Okay.
After lunch rush, before dinner rush. There's a guy directly across from me. It's one of those like rectangular square-shaped bars. So he's across the way. Bartender's working between us, 8 or 10 feet away. And then catty corner to my right is another guy at the bar. It's basically us. May have been one or two other people. I didn't notice them if that was the case. Okay, so you tracking so far?
With you so far, yeah.
Dude catty quartered to me probably 4 or 5 feet away, just around the bend of the corner of the bar.
So beyond arm's length, but not far.
Yeah, I'm going to say the same distance you are from me right now. So for people listening, maybe 3 arms lengths.
Yeah, it's about an Alex Saar between us.
Yeah, less than a car length away from me. He is sitting at the bar, and he has his phone out on the bar, and something's playing on his phone audibly. Maybe he's scrolling Reels, TikTok, Instagram, whatever it is. Maybe he's watching a video or a clip or listening to a podcast. I'm not sure. But I hadn't heard it, and now I do. And it's not that loud, but it's kind of what I'm talking about with the music in the house, where it's actually annoying, maybe more annoying, if you could just faintly hear it and you don't know what exactly is on. Does that make sense? But he's watching something on his phone at the bar with the audio coming out of his phone. Within, I would say, maximum of 5 to 10 seconds, the guy across from me, a little further away from both me and this other guy at the bar, so there's only three of us, says to him in this tone, "Hey, bud! Hey, bud! Hey, bud!" And he's not paying any attention. Like someone else, like, you know, the person's like, "Hey, man." And he's like, "Yeah." He's like, "That guy wants you." And he looks across and he goes, "You got headphones? You got earbuds?" And the guy's like, "What?" He's like, "Do you have earbuds?" And he's like, "Yeah." Or "I know," or whatever. And he's like, "Put them in, man. We don't want to hear what you're watching." And the guy's like, "Oh, sorry about that." And he was like, so apologetic. Now, I would never in 1,000,000 years do what the other guy did for fear that, like, I'll get shot or stabbed or, you know, whatever happens because everyone's terrible. But this guy just completely was reasonable and
didn't care.
"Oh, my bad. I didn't even think that I was watching it and the audio was annoying to someone. I'll just not do that anymore." And I, 5 minutes later, noticed that he had earbuds in. Whether they were somebody else's or his, can't tell you. But here's the question.
Okay.
Both of these people did a thing that I think is fairly egregious. Who's worse? Who's the bigger jerk in this situation? Is it the guy who selfishly at the bar has audio coming out of his phone and no earbuds? Basically, inconveniencing the other people around him, even very minimally, but to the point where if you let it annoy you, it's going to annoy you.
Right.
Or the guy.
Or the "Hey, bud" guy.
Who goes, "Hey, bud! Hey, bud!" 4 times. And then goes, "You got earbuds? You got headphones? We don't want to hear that." Because I think I've got a little bit of a hot take here.
Yeah.
I've bounced this off of 4 or 5 people. It wasn't like originally something I was going to bring up on the air. And I realized every person's disagreed with me that I've brought this up to so far. Who do you think I think is the worst person?
You think the "Hey, bud" guy's worse by far.
1,000% the "Hey, bud" guy sucks so bad. The guy doing the thing, I don't think this is like me saying that. It's not like me blaming the criminal, I don't think, if that makes sense. Because, like, you know, if somebody's robbing something from a store, and then we're like, "Yeah, but the guy shouldn't have tackled him. That wasn't very nice." It's like, the dude that just took seven shirts and four things of, you know,
the robber,
but behind the counter, like that's a thing now. It's like, you shouldn't have tackled him. It's like, this guy breaks into a house and gets his nose broken by the person, and people are upset that he hit him so hard. And it's like, you're burying the lead. The guy broke into someone's house. S happens, man. Mm-hmm. You're the bad guy here. I don't think I'm doing that when I say the Hey Bud guy is the bad guy. And my reasoning here is, on a 1 to 10 scale, it's like a 4. 5 to be the guy that has the audio coming out of your phone. It's an 8 or a 9 jackassery to be the tough guy elevating this. Like, what happens if that guy goes back at you? Are we fighting in the bar now? What? Who does this? Who are the people that are just so comfortable to scream at someone? That's worse to me than the original issue.
Yeah, I figured you'd say as much. What's that guard's name who plays for the Miami Heat, went to Kentucky, white guy, flat top, Tyler?
Hero.
That's who Hey Bud guy is. Thank God for him.
Oh, get out of
here. I wouldn't have the chutzpah to do that, but I'd be sitting there quietly pumping my fist, celebrating the fact that someone does.
Oh, give me
sometimes
break.
You need the guy on that wall. There's a reason I'm not Batman. But I'll sit there, Batman's conducting business, taking out the trash. You're damn right. We need to stop the initial offense. The initial offense leads to all of it. The initial offense is, deal with my thing, selfish person. Think about others. Think about them immediately. Never impact other people. Stop it. That's the villain here. The response is worse, quote unquote, than the initial villainry. But it needs to happen.
I don't think it does.
We need to end the selfishness. That's the guy that reclines his seat too much on the airplane. That's the guy that when he's in the...
Okay, so this is a good example.
That's the guy that when he's sitting in the restroom during a commercial break playing the loudest possible video, which is weird. Like, you need to not be the person that inconveniences others.
No, this is actually really, really important. And you could call in on this if you'd like. Who is worse in this hypothetical? The guy that had the audio coming out of his phone... Or the guy, the Hey Bud guy.
Hey Bud.
Who decided to act like he had just kicked his child.
Mm-hmm.
The person who confronts and screams at the person who put their chair back is the worst person. Than the person who put their chair back.
Right. You cross the order up. It's the selfish person who takes away the space of the people behind him.
No,
that's the worst person.
That, while I wouldn't do it,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't sit there at a bar with loud noises playing out of my phone. I wouldn't put my seat back. Never do. I'm large. It's uncomfortable on an airplane. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It would be slightly better if I put my seat back. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
I'm going to wear it because it's the wrong thing to do. And I'm acknowledging that the guy who was at the bar playing the crap out of his phone. It was the wrong thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you stepped on someone's shoe. They don't get to slap you in the face. The big confrontation.
Right. You don't kill an ant with a bazooka is your point.
It's the confrontation.
Yeah.
It's the possible fight that leads.
Right.
It's the shouting match I see on Twitter on the airplane every day now.
Yeah, because
some loser can't just deal. Just deal. You're right. It is a inconvenience to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that big of a deal. Just cope, mm-hmm. suck it up for a couple of minutes, be reasonable, and live to fight another day. It's the Hey Bud guy. We'd be a better society if everyone was a Hey Bud guy or everyone was a music from the phone guy, it would be such a better place to live if the Hey Bud guy wasn't the everybody.
Here is my retort to that. Or not retort, but just, I guess it's the point in your column.
It would be a very
here.
Noisy place if everybody was the phone guy.
Right. That's where we are now, by the way. It's me. It's worship me. Look at me. Pay attention to me. Here's my thing. But the best points you've got in favor of the Hey Bud guy being worse is, what if he calls you on it? Like, now what?
Where does this
go? It's why I wouldn't have, as I said, the stones to be the one that does it myself. It's what I'm thinking. In my mind, I'm going, shut up, you selfish jerk. Turn that off, you unbelievable, callous, selfish loser. Turn it off, right? I would never say anything because what if he's defensive? What if it comes back and he's had the wrong meal or his wife left him that morning and this is the only thing that's given him peace? And next thing you know, we're in it. I'm not ready to escalate. But thank God somebody is.
Do you care at all that this phone wasn't blaring? I think that's an important factor. Do you care at all that it was seconds? The aggressiveness with which we're solving this issue. I mean, there was no, let's just see if he is plugging in his earbuds.
See if it work itself out. Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, it was with the quickness.
So think about this. You're at the traffic light, turns green. You already see the behavior in the car in front of you. You can tell he's not focused. Oh, so
do you honk at people?
An instant honk.
See, I'm not a honk guy.
Honk immediately. Go. I've already been delayed too much. I don't have time for you.
Depending on the level of honk, the honk guy's worse than the guy sitting at the green light.
Yeah, to me, it's the tap. It's hey man, you probably don't know.
Correct.
That's all I'm doing.
But if you tap, what if you accidentally, your tap sounds like a bleep you?
Then so be it. Go. You are delaying me and everyone else behind us. You have now impacted everybody.
So you've got to hang out with someone for the day. You'd rather hang out with the hey bud guy?
See, that, again, not necessarily. Because to have some of the personality traits to do that, I don't have them.
Abrasive.
That's tough.
Confrontational.
But my point is, we need that guy. Like, we need that hero to step up in that moment to stop the selfishness. You see what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you have, like, Team America did this very well in the speech at the end. I can't use any of the words because, well, it's all a violation. But sometimes you need that unit to step in there and stop it. You need that guy to step in.
I think if that guy didn't exist, it would be a better place in the sense of someone just goes, hey, man, do you have any headphones? Now, even that I would never say.
Right, I would never do that.
But you could easily just walk over and tap him and be like, hey, how you doing? What's going on, man? Everything good? Cool. Do you have enough headphones? I can hear what you're listening to. Doesn't that accomplish the same thing?
Maybe not. Because that guy, he could so what you.
Now,
right?
I, to this guy's credit, I will say.
The hey bud guy?
The hey bud guy.
Yeah.
So hey bud guy is like, you got headphones, man? We don't want to hear that. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy at the bar is like, oh, sorry. And as I said, he may have had headphones because within a few minutes, he's got his earbuds in. Or somebody's earbuds in. But the hey bud guy, like when this guy's very apologetic and like sorry about it, like no, hey, and like throws his hand, like palms up at him, like
he palmed up him.
He like he's like, hey, you're fine, as if to say like I'm not about to beat your ass. It's cool. I just wanted you to put your headphones in.
Yeah.
So there was a little bit of a meeting in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But if that guy calls you and just, I'm not putting my headphones in, and you suck, by the way. Now what are we doing?
Yeah, now where are we at?
Now I'm just sitting here having to watch two grown adults swing?
This is why I would never say it.
3:30 in the afternoon?
I'm not ready to fight over that. I'm not ready to fight over pretty much anything at this stage.
Edwin in Silver Spring. Who's worse, hey bud guy or phone guy? Edwin, you're on the radio. Jake's in Fredericksburg. Jake, who's worse?
It's the guy with the phone. Because there's nothing I hate worse, and I work in an environment where people will come in on their cell phone talking to someone with the volume at a 10 through a speakerphone. I have gone up to these people and politely tapped them and say, hey, give them the little, slashing of the throat motion, like turn that down a little bit. We're adults, act like it.
We're adults, act like it's a pretty good argument.
Yeah.
That one's tough to argue with. I will say there's very few things that annoy me more than when you are somewhere and someone is loudly talking on the phone on speaker.
Yep.
I was at actually another bar. Seems like a reoccurring
thing. What's
going
on with you here?
I don't even drink.
I was going to say, is there something going on?
Sit there and have Diet Coke. No, so this was a month ago.
Uh-huh.
Before we did a Caps game over at Cap One Arena.
Right.
I got there early, went to Clyde's, and we're doing our co-pair thing, so I'd eat well. So I went and got salmon and mm-hmm. broccoli or something that, wasn't that tasty.
Right.
But that fueled me up. And this woman was next to me on speaker. Scream talking.
You could have used hey bud there, couldn't you?
For 4 minutes.
Yeah.
It was awful. Now, I didn't say a word.
Right.
There's not enough money in the world.
I'll never say anything.
I will never say anything. But God, was that terrible.
Would you have liked to have teleported hey bud in there?
Probably.
Yeah.
But I would still say he's worse than her. Because like she is just making your day. She's annoying you.
Yep.
He's essentially challenging you to a fight, as far as I see it.
Mm.
I view that level of confrontation as like you're basically squaring off with someone at that point.
Because again, if they come back with that same energy, you have no choice but to escalate. Right? It's like in hockey. There's a check, and somebody smacks me with it with their stick. I either skate away or we turn down and the gloves come off. I don't want that.
Jock and Woodbridge, who's worse? Hey, bud guy or phone guy?
Grant, man, I love both of you. You're so wrong, bro. It's like, you're like my wife, right? It's like, I tell her something and she's like, well, you could have said it differently. I'm like, okay, sure. I could have said it differently. You're absolutely right. Like, you Like the way, I think you're mad at the way he did it, not what he did. Mm-hmm. Because what he did was absolutely right. Like let's say, let's change him out for a hot smoking girl. Right? She walks up to you, taps you on the shoulder. Hey, we can kind of hear your stuff. You may want to turn that down. Totally different, you know, take, right? You're probably going to turn that down.
Then I would say, right? You know, I would turn it down, but weird thing about my phone, I have to have access to your Instagram account first, right?
It doesn't go down to those that can follow you.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
Because yes. it's not tactful, is your point. Hey, bud was not tactful.
Was it his tact? Mostly.
Yeah, because the delivery is very like, I'm so put out, you're being selfish, cut it out.
But I also versus think just asking elevating nicely. To yeah. now dictating to this person what they can and can't do, I'm uncomfortable with a little bit. They should know better.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. You've lost.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You got to go to another place in the restaurant. You got to go to another place, and you don't get to pick a fight with them. That's not what we do. The whole you're an adult, act like it. You know what adults don't do is scream at each other. You're not supposed to do that. Edwin, are you there this time?
Yes, I am. Sorry.
It's okay, buddy.
All right. So I think we have just a big problem in our society these days of people just doing what they want to do, satisfying themselves, and not caring at all about how it affects other people. And then it's like you have the ability to consider it, but people just choose not to, you know? So the guy has somebody has to say something, or else people just go about doing what suits them.
They're unchecked.
And just ignoring how it
can
affects
I ask you,
else.
Edwin? Would you have said anything in that sense, in that situation?
This actually happened to me, something similar.
Really?
I played tennis, right? Yeah. And I was playing at Omi Rana Recreational Park in Omi. And this is a huge park, tennis court by tennis court by tennis court. It's like maybe 15 courts at least, you know. So everybody there is playing tennis. I'm playing with a friend of mine. We're playing singles. And then on the other side of the chain link fence, two other guys are playing singles, or they're hitting the ball around, that type of thing. And we were there before them. They started playing for some time. They were hitting for some time, 15, 20 minutes. Then suddenly I'm hearing music playing loud, you know, over a speaker or something from the court. And it's throwing me off. You know, I'm not playing well in the coincidentally as well. So I'm like, what is this? Like, why does anybody think it's okay to play tennis play music aloud while people are playing tennis? While this is, you know, everybody's here playing tennis.
And Edwin goes and confronts him.
Exactly right. Again, I wouldn't do it, but thank God somebody would.
800-636-1067 is the question. Who's the bad guy? Or maybe there's not a bad guy. Who's worse in this situation? The question on Grant and Danny Plus. I want to talk Alex Ovechkin because we've had news and non-news on Ovi. Is there any chance they actually might want to consider re-upping with him to actually keep him around after next season? This is The Fan.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking to Alex Ovechkin, and we both made the point that it seems like a formality and a foregone conclusion that he's going to play his final season here and then go back to Russia. But I was thinking about this last night. What if he scores 40 goals next year and they're able to get into the second or third round in the Eastern Conference playoffs? Are we sure there wouldn't be interest mutually in one more year if he proves he's still got something left? We'll get into that in just a few, but let's wrap a bow on this discussion. So, Danny, I want to go around the horn here with votes. Who's worse in this situation? I'm at a bar. Dude's playing something audibly off his phone. It's not very loud, but it's annoying.
Not enough that people can hear, yeah.
Everyone can hear it at the bar. Dude across the bar starts yelling, "Hey, bud, hey, bud, hey, bud," a bunch, and then tells him, "If get some earbuds or turn off your phone." Like, that is very... I just don't like... To me, you're talking to me like you're a grown-up and I'm a child. And maybe the point he would make is you're acting like a child and doing something a grown-up wouldn't do. And that might be true. I just don't like grown-ups talking to grown-ups like that. That, to me, is way more uncomfortable than someone playing something off their phone loudly and annoying. So I'm team, the worst person in this situation is "Hey, bud guy." I know you've taken the opposite route.
Right. I mean, again, the instrument or the tool that "Hey, bud guy" uses may not be the best, but thank God for him. We need more. We need more people to correct the selfishness.
Darius, who's worse, "Hey, bud" or "phone guy"?
Well, "phone guy" does stink, and you should never do that in public establishments that way. Unfortunately, "Hey, bud guy," you just can't approach it that way.
You gotta be
a little bit more polite when asking it.
My guy, Darius, we're in lockstep once more. Look at us. Ryan.
While I 100% agree with Darius on this, I think the "Hey, bud" guy should have been more polite. In this situation, I do think the "Hey, bud" guy is correct, though. Like, you should not be listening to something so loud that it's distracting others in an establishment. So, in this scenario, like, yes, he was not polite, but the "Hey, bud" guy is in the right.
2-2.
Mm.
Strober.
There's a difference between annoying and offensive. If this guy on his phone was playing something that was offensive and harmful to the people around, then it makes sense to intervene. But people do annoying stuff all the time, and sometimes you just got to bite the bullet and deal with it. The phone guy is right.
Strokes.
The phone guy is right.
So that's a really good point he just made. People do annoying things all the time. If it was acceptable to just elevate because of that into challenging them, basically, what happens? No one knows. Maybe we just scream at each other, or maybe we fight or something. I don't know. Right? Like, annoying things can't be the threshold for now I'm going to escalate this. 3-2. Let's hit the phones here. Anthony in D.C.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love you. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Appreciate you, man.
Long-time listener, long-time caller. Hey, Grant.
Sir.
You is the type of guy that will let the Uber driver drive in circles and you know exactly where you're going because you want to let the guy do his job. Like, come on,
that's actually
Grant.
Probably true.
Yeah. You're just hoping that you'll stop. Like, oh, it's over there. Oh, okay.
Hey, in this case, the Hey Bud guy was right. And because, first of all, when you're in someone else's space and you're doing things that make the other individual uncomfortable in a public area, then you're the one that's in the wrong. The phone guy was in the wrong. The Hey Bud guy was in the right. And I want to tell you guys, I heard Linnell during the break. I don't know if he is actually in studio, but yeah, tell Linnell I still got that bed for him at the Bob Discount Furniture in Sterling.
We'll let him know.
Pass that on.
I don't know what that means.
I'll say, hey, bud.
Hey, bud. He's got a bed for you. Well, I'll text him right now.
Mm-hmm.
Finn in Virginia, what's going on? How are you?
How's it going, guys?
What's good up, buddy?
I can't believe this is even a question. It's got to be, hey, bud. He's absolutely right in this situation. Want to know what the problem with this, with our world right now? Want to know what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're interested. Yeah.
We're too soft.
There it is.
We are too soft.
That's the problem with the world.
When we see someone coming to a bar by himself and turn on some television or something by himself with no headphones, like, what are you doing? You need to put headphones in. Everyone knows that, and it is so annoying.
Yeah.
It's true.
So, of course, I'm going to ask him to fight.
To fight? Oh, Finn's just going to elevate
him. You ready to just go straight to fight, Finn?
Wow. Finn is a
fighter. He can just solve the problem by turning the volume down.
Finn's a tough guy. Let's go to Eric in Woodbridge. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Grant and Danny, longtime listener. This is a great topic.
Thank you.
Most of my family is Team Grant. However, I am Team Danny.
Mm-hmm.
The way you explained it, Grant, I really don't feel like he was being aggressive. He was got his attention. Hey, bud, turn that down. Put some earbuds in.
Let me say this. I think you're right, actually. I take any kind of elevation that I wouldn't do as probably being more problematic. This guy probably walks around just like he is the guy. Here's another example. I'm waiting to get into the Caps game like a month ago during the playoffs, and these three guys were skipping line a few people up. We're 50 people in front of us. I saw it. I'm not going to confront them because, again, I don't want to get shot or stabbed or killed. I got kids I got to get home to.
Absolutely.
This dude right in front of me goes, hey, boys! Hey, boys! And these like three dudes turn around, and he's like, line's back there! Same kind of deal, right? Yeah. We're like,
thank goodness for that guy.
I would never do that in a million years. And in that guy's mind, he wasn't trying to pick a fight. He's just like,
right. Come on, there's an injustice here. Like, I'm not telling the guy at the movie theater to shut up. I'm not telling the guy that's smoking and the no smoking has to stop. But thank God somebody does, is my point.
And the guy was not, like, when the apologetic person was like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The dude was like, hey, it's fine. Like, it wasn't as though he was challenging him to a fight. I'm just saying, when you do that.
Uh-huh. You got to be ready for the next step.
You got to be ready to drop your gloves.
The next step is key there.
When you whack at someone's legs with your stick and you go, you want to go?
Are you ready for the next phase?
If they drop their gloves, you got to drop your gloves.
Uh-huh.
That's what you've just done. Ed in Fairfax, what's up?
Hey, guys. Great show. Great segment. Grant, I got to go with you. Totally go with you on this whole thing because the bottom line is I'm going to do something someday. I probably did it 5 minutes ago to upset somebody. And if we're always going after the guy that made a mistake or changed lanes without his blinker or had his phone on or whatever, we're never going to get anywhere.
Yep.
And I got to get the grace. I got to have somebody cut me some slack like they have. And if I'm going around trying to teach everybody a lesson, well, I'm just going to get my head beat in. So, Grant, got to go with the phone guy, and I got to live with it. And move on.
So, appreciate the call. The guy said the problem with the country, there's a couple of them, but he said that we're too soft. That might be somewhere on the list. I mean, in different capacities.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how relatable that content that is to this specific. Like, I would say the takeaway for this is, to your point, People are way too selfish and don't think about people enough.
Nobody's ever cognizant of others, right? How will my behavior affect other people, and nobody ever cares?
Terrible.
Right.
But I would say a lesson that I would take out of this as well is people are not respectful and conscientious enough to, this is going to sound cheesy, to their neighbor, you know, where it's like, all right, this guy's annoying me with his phone. I got two options. I just drink my beer and watch my TV and not care.
Mm-hmm.
Because who knows? Maybe he doesn't have earbuds and he's in the middle of a show that, you know, is saving him from the worst day of his life. And who knows what's happening? Yes, he's a donk. But it's okay to have a little bit of grace, too. It's okay to let him, like, I'm not, if he was punching your wife in the face, maybe we should say something.
A little bit less grace there.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, lower, like, the grace.
He's, right. Exactly. He's playing a little bit of...
My graceometer goes down?
There's a little bit of noise coming from his phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a little bit different, yeah, man. Let's go to Rick in Germantown. Yeah. How are you?
Yes, gentlemen. Thank you very much. What I would have done is I would have called the bartender over and given him an extra $5 and say, could you be kind enough to ask the gentleman to put some hearing device on?
Ooh.
And if that didn't happen, then I'm with my 6'3", 240-pound son. I would have asked him to ask the guy to turn it down.
Hey, son, stand up real quick and ask. Yeah, and then sit back down.
If that man over there in the corner is Seabass. For Boilermakers, Dan in Warrington.
Danny? No, I'm definitely Team Danny on this one. You guys got to remember here. Listen, Hey Bud does not exist without cell phone guys.
There it is.
I completely agree. Common courtesy has gone out the window. This country is soft. We need to take a stand. I'm sorry.
Okay, but if a guy reclines his seat into your, you know, 3 inches closer to your knees on an airplane, are you making a scene about it?
No, but that's a little bit different. I mean, you know, you're not, you know, we all are in the same compact space and something like that. And yes, in that situation, absolutely, I agree with having some grace. But when you're poisoning the pool for everybody that's around you orally, just step outside and finish your phone call, bro. Come on, man. We're all trying to have a good time. It, like I said, it just boils back down to common courtesy, which this country lacks severely.
You're not going to get a disagreement.
Yeah,
from
well
me
put
there.
There.
I mean, morals, courtesy, a lot of that stuff's going right by the wayside.
Yeah, I'm not ready to make a scene on the airplane. I will extend both arms and put my legs up against it to make it more difficult. So maybe the guy thinks his seat's broken and won't go back. I'll hold that position for as long as I can.
What were we thinking making our poll of the day about the Commanders and the Eagles? Like, who cares about that?
Who's worse, Hey Bud or Phone Guy?
Hey Bud Guy or Phone Guy should have been the poll of the day presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long-distance residential commercial. Next, is there a chance the Caps and Alex Ovechkin do another deal at the end of this coming season, his final of the 5-year deal? We're Grant and Danny.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Huge Nats series gets started tonight at Nats Park. 6:15 pregame, 6:45 first pitch. Nationals, Cubs. Nats have won 10 of 14. And it seems like they're starting to get national attention as a club to keep an eye on with all their young talent in the National League. People feel like maybe they're finally turning a corner after 4-plus years rebuilding. But this series is going to go a long way to determining whether or not they just got hot out west for a series against Seattle and then beating up on a cold Diamondbacks team, or are they actually ready to contend against the elites of the National League, like the Chicago Cubs, who are in town for three? So we'll talk to Barrios Faluga about that coming up in 10 minutes. Danny, do you think if Ovi scores 40-plus this year and shows some interest to the Caps in wanting to come back for one more year, I think it would take, again, him having a really good individual season in terms of goal scoring, and then let's say they make it to the Eastern Conference Final. It's not crazy. Last year they got round one. This year they got round two. Now you break through and you get to the Eastern Conference Final. And so you feel like if you come back one more year, maybe you could win a cup. And you've proven that you have something left. Do you think they'd be interested in bringing him back if it took another $9 million, $10 million to do that? Is that something they should want to do?
Well, they will. Like, if he wants to play more, they'll have him play more. Like, just because of what he's meant and how...
Like, he gets to say...
Yeah, when. How iconic he is. Like, that's their... You know, they're I don't know, I have a better phrase for it. I don't even know what phrase
meal
to use.
Ticket?
Yeah, but like that, he transcends hockey builds. He transcends what may or may not be best for the team. Like, that's irrelevant now because you have the all-time goal scorer who's only worn your uniform. If you'd like to play more, you end up having him play more. Whether that's the right thing to do or not, well, it almost logic goes out the window for that guy.
So I agree with that. My question is, would you want them to want him? That's weird. Would you want them to be interested in paying him again? He makes over $9 million, and he has for now what is a 13-year contract, and this is the final of a 5-year contract on the back end of his career. It would mean an extension of like another 1 in 10 or another 1 in 8.5 or whatever, or a 2-year deal, let's say. I don't think that would happen. But we keep saying it's a formality. It's obvious. This is his last season, and I really do believe that. But in a hypothetical where he comes to them and says, I just scored 40 goals. We just got to the conference final. We can help each other here. Would they be interested? You're saying definitely yes. I think you're probably right. Should they be?
That's harder for me.
Because the goal scoring is still very much there. The rest of it is, you need engagement and you need him to feel spry. There's going to be plenty of nights where he just can't give you a ton on the defensive end or, you know, other areas of the game.
Right. And are you better off team-wise without a 40-year-old and then 41 and then 42, which is where this deal would go, this hypothetical one, where it has to be a certain kind of way that he's scoring, right? Now, it's still valuable to have someone that can put the puck in the back of the net, but it's only on these kind of circumstances. So this power play, or, you know, we don't have any odd man rushes anymore. Well, he's not really going to be able to do it unless we get this kind of puck possession. It sort of dictates what you're doing for that kind of money. Like, my superstar I need him to be able to do all the things. And this is in a normal environment. And he's not that way anymore. But there's nothing normal about this relationship with him and the city and hockey and here.
But my thing is, if he scores 40 or 45 goals again next year, there's an immense value in that. That costs money. It's like hitting home runs. It's like a DH almost, who people can critique if they want to. Well, but how much defense do you play, and how good is your base running or whatever? You missed the point where I hit 42 home runs last year. And think of goals as a home run.
Mm-hmm.
There's just an unbelievable amount of value in that. When you look at the goal-scoring leaders in the National Hockey League in the regular season this year, I mean, if you score 40-plus goals, you're right near the top of the NHL. If not for, obviously, the injury, Ovi would have won the Rocket Richard. But there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys who scored 40 goals in the NHL. There's no reason to believe he won't next year. He was on pace for 55 if he didn't get hurt, maybe 60. So if he scores 42 next year and he finishes fourth in the league in scoring, you can't just add a 40-goal scorer. Everybody's trying to do that.
Right. I mean, the thing, someone smarter about hockey than me would have to tell me, what's more likely to win me a Stanley Cup? Is it Ovechkin at 41, or I'm making this up, two Anthony Beauvilliers at $4.5 million each? Like, to play a buzzing third and fourth line style, forechecking, turnover stuff. Nowhere near as sexy as a 40-goal score in the regular season, but can help you in a series like playing against Carolina or playing against Florida or playing against some of these really elite teams. Because I don't know the answer.
I would say teams will tell you the answer, because one of them makes $9 million and the other one was available for, you know, a mid-round draft pick this year at the deadline.
So forget Pavilion. Find me a $4.5 million player, and
I
want two
saying.
Of them
yes.
instead of the one guy.
That's probably just a great philosophical question of, like, one great option or two good ones.
Mm-hmm.
What's better? And adding some of that depth. It's a fair question. I mean, I don't know that there probably isn't an answer.
Yeah. So what I think, and what would make the decision for them, is Alex Ovechkin, man. If he wants to keep playing, he's going to keep playing. But in terms of team building, I don't know that it's the best thing to get me another cup. I know it's the best thing for 82 games, where he's going to score those 40 goals and get you north of 100. The team will get north of 100 points with him again. I've just seen it. I know exactly what it looks like.
He's Danny. Check him out on Twitter at FunnyDanny. I'm Grant. You can find me at Grant H. Paulson. Barry's for Luga. Nats Cubs preview next.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.